With the feast of Saint Thomas the Apostle, we are reminded of our need to exercise our faith, to believe in what we don't see, to believe in those promises that Jesus gave to us based on his authority, based on his holiness, based on the miracles that he performed in his life, based on the self-sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his holiness, how he lived and lived a selfless life. He didn't live for self-interest. And he promised all these things, promised eternal life. He promised that he would rise from the dead. He promised that our sufferings would be meritorious and rewarding. He promised to guide the church into the whole truth. And so we believe all these things based on the person of Jesus Christ. And Thomas, but many of the other apostles, didn't believe in the resurrection fully. And the other apostles were able to see Jesus personally, and immediately, sometime shortly after the resurrection, but Thomas did not. And you can see the divine plan there, that God ordained that Thomas not be there with the apostles to show us, to be an example to us of how we can be doubtful in our faith. And doubts are not necessarily sins unless we entertain them, unless we doubt because of a lack of faith that we should have in the promises of Jesus, which Thomas had. So he was at fault. He should have believed in the resurrection, especially after all the apostles attested to it, but especially because Jesus promised it. So he was culpable. And we would be too if we do not embrace all the teachings of the church after all these centuries of our faith, our Catholic faith, and the example of the saints. And so we are called to exercise our faith, to believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ. And exercising our faith means to make that effort to pray, make that effort to believe, make that effort to love Jesus Christ and all of his teachings. It's an effort, and that takes love. Practicing our faith. And this is what faith is all about. Faith is all about love, reaching into our heart and exercising our heart, exercising our will, exercising our intellect to love God, to serve him, and put into practice his teachings. This is what faith is all about. If we see, we know. If we see and we feel and touch, there's not necessarily that exercise of our faith and that love. But love causes us to exercise our faith, to practice it, to really exert it throughout our practice of it. And the more we practice, the more we exercise our love, the more we love, the more we reach out to serve Jesus with all our heart and soul, the stronger our faith gets, and the more meritorious it is, and the more love there is there. And this is the whole reason for faith. It's the whole purpose of faith, so that we can show our love for God in accepting all that he has taught us, accepting his person, and reaching out to him, yearning for him with our faith, yearning for him, and then receiving that grace and strength and power that God gives us to put into practice his teachings, to live for him, to live with him, to live in him in a life of faith. So let us ask St. Thomas to help us to strengthen our faith, to practice it, to love more and more strongly and powerfully, putting into practice all that Jesus has taught us.